Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, President Nikos Christodoulidis warned of large increases in the prices of motor fuel at the end of the month, following the end of reduced consumption tax on fuels, combined with the imposition of a green tax in the exact same period. Reductions in consumption tax at the end of March, which is expected to raise the prices of motor fuels, petrol and diesel by 8.3 cents per litre, with the possibility of 5 more cents being added as a result of the green tax. According to the draft law for the imposition of the carbon tax on fuel, the Finance Ministry's aim is for the proposed green tax on fuel to come into force on April the 1st. Despite the anticipated increases, prices are not expected to surpass the record set in July 2022. However, a new record in terms of price of gasoline and motor fuels in general is considered a given in the next few years, as the green tax will increase yearly. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she is so proud of President Nikos Christodoulidis for his efforts to create a maritime humanitarian aid corridor between Cyprus and Gaza. Speaking at the European People's Party conference in Bucharest, she expressed pride in the leadership role Christodoulidis has taken and commended him for bringing economic development to Cyprus. Von der Leyen's words come as a source close to Reuters said humanitarian aid is expected to set sail from Cyprus before the start of Ramadan. In his speech before the conference, Christodoulidis asked for the EPP support in my efforts to restart negotiations on the Cyprus problem, and thanked them for their long-standing support. After the end of proceedings, von der Leyen flew to Cyprus on Thursday evening and is expected to meet with Christodoulidis today. Elsewhere, the state health service organisation OKIBI needs to rein in its expenses if it is to continue receiving state grants, officials warned on Parliament on Thursday. Health Ministry officials and MPs were discussing the Auditor General's recent special report on the Nicosia General Hospital. Among other things, the dossier flagged excessive overtime pay to doctors, with the most striking case being that of a physician who, over and above his €76,000 salary, made €187,000 in overtime during 2022. A finance ministry official said total annual spending on healthcare amounts to €2.2 billion, with €1.7 billion coming from contributions for the insured and the rest of the health ministry. In other news, political parties and the government have reached a consensus on lowering the voting age in Cyprus to 17 instead of 18. The House Interior Committee discussed the measure proposed by the CMP Averov Neofidou and its feasibility at a session. The proposed bill is being discussed in Parliament and then needs to be passed by a plenum to move ahead, as it requires a constitutional amendment. Neofidou said, "The proposal in question is essentially a political issue, and in his opinion, Cyprus should follow other European countries in granting young people the right to vote from the age of 17. If approved, the proposal would first apply to the May 2026 parliamentary elections." And finally, Justice Minister Marios Hartziotis pledged unwavering support to police and firefighters in Cyprus during International Day of Remembrance for Fallen Officers, celebrated annually on March the 7th. "Today we pay tribute to those who gave their lives on the front line of duty for the safety and protection of citizens, paying the ultimate price during times of war and peace," Hartziotis said during a ceremony in Nicosia.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.